the timeline.
Yes, it is. Today we have breaking news. The president still addressing the nation from the White House. Harold Fisher is here with the latest. What's going on?
Yeah, that's right. He is in the Rose Garden at this hour, surrounded by health officials and health industry officials. Of course, the president declaring a national emergency because of the coronavirus crisis. He urged every state to open emergency preparedness centers. Also, waiving laws to move the process of care quickly.
Waive certain federal license requirements so that doctors from other states can provide services in states with the greatest need. Number two, the ability to waive requirements that critical access hospitals limit the number of beds to 25 and the length of stay to 96 hours. The ability to waive the requirements of a 3-day hospital stay prior to admission to a nursing home, big thing. The authority to waive the rules to hinder hospitals' ability to bring additional physicians on board or obtain needed office space. They can do as they want. They can do what they have to do. They know what they have to do.
Now, the president says 1.4 million tests for the coronavirus will be available by next week. He says eventually, by the end of the month, some 5 million tests will be available. Of course, that is a bone of contention as it relates to the testing in the United States right now. Of course, this is part of activating the Stafford Act, that 1988 law authorizing FEMA to coordinate disaster relief efforts, including distribution of emergency funds to local and state governments. Right now, there have been 41 deaths in the U.S. attributed to the coronavirus, and of course, some 1,700 confirmed cases. So lots to digest today. And as a matter of fact, Allison and Mark, we're going to be talking to Maryland's Lieutenant Governor Boyd Rutherford tonight about what's happening in the state of Maryland as it relates to the coronavirus. So lots going on today.
Yes.
Yeah. Minute by minute changes.
Minute by minute. My goodness. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Harold, thank you so much.
Absolutely.
You're listening to Allison Seymour and Mark Clark. Call now, 202-432-WHUR.